to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Governor Romney's not distracted. The Republican Party's not distracted. We believe that this is an American-born job-killing president. Other people may believe that he was born somewhere else and still kills jobs, but that's an argument over background. The key fact is, for any American who's worried about the economy, Obama is a job-killing president. I'm happy to say I believe he was born in Hawaii. It doesn't change the fact he's killing jobs, and therefore I think that'll be the central issue of the campaign.
Hey, there's our old pal Newt Gingrich insisting that neither Mitt Romney nor the Republican Party are distracted by the birther issue, and that they do in fact believe Barack Obama was born in America. Presidential race and some of the things coming out of Donald Trump's mouth in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hear from our affiliate, in fact, WDEL in Wilmington. Host Alan Laudell talks to Ginger Gibson from Politico.com about Donald Trump and his revival of the birther issue.
What's up with Romney? Did people think that that was accidental or just kind of happened with Trump in Vegas and Romney on the same day that he got Texas?
Yesterday was not a good day for Mitt Romney. What was supposed to be the day he clinches the Republican nomination, comes together with two conservative figures in his party to have a unity rally in Las Vegas, Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich. Instead, we're all talking about birther conspiracies, and we've got Donald Trump gets on CNN and spars with Wolf Blitzer over whether or not there was a conspiracy decades in the making to convince us that the president was born in the country, way overshadowed what should have been a good news day for Mitt Romney.
I confess I've never quite understood Donald Trump's appeal anyway. I mean, certainly not a moral conservative, and questionable ways by which he made his million. So you would think a lot of political candidates, especially somebody with Mitt Romney with his own problems in that regard, would want to hold Trump at arm's length. And even if he were trying to ingratiate himself with some traditional Republicans, maybe pick a different agent than Donald Trump.
One of the things that Romney's trying to do at this point in the election is get his base solidly and excitedly behind him. Having Donald Trump, who does have a following in the Republican Party, particularly the conservative wing, whether it makes sense or not, is one of those figures. And having his support is another step. It appeared that the Romney campaign was trying to take to solidify that base on a day when we're talking about Republican voters. They see the sort of the upside is that November is still a long way away, and none of us will be talking about Donald Trump in October. So they're hoping that while their base sees him as a true conservative, standing with true conservatives, that the independent voters will forget. But that's a gamble because it got a lot of attention yesterday.
Now, in fairness, in the public event in Vegas, Trump did not talk about the birthers. This came in other stuff, right?
He did not, but he did give a lengthy interview on CNN in which he insists the newspaper now had been planted, and Wolf Blitzer suggests he was starting to sound a little ridiculous, and he doubled down on that push.
And Trump also, in essence, criticized CNN and said there's a reason you guys have low ratings and all the rest. I mean, it was quite the story. But it does get to, you are seeing some pundits write along such lines as Romney, instead of moving a bit to the more moderate centrist swing voters, he's still having to placate the right. And, there was one headline I saw, you know, captivated by Stockholm syndrome. You know, what do the Romney people want? Do they still need to move right?
They absolutely need to have their base excited. Of course, all of these Republican voters are going to vote for him. These aren't the type of people who might change their mind. But if they're not excited about his candidacy and they're not doing the sort of things that your base needs to do to win an election, they're not writing checks, they're not out campaigning for him, they're not working phone banks, they're not standing on the corner with a sign, they're not traveling to swing states, then his campaign is going to start at a deficit. So they do still need to get that base excited, and we haven't seen that excitement happen yet. We haven't seen a full-throated endorsement and a joint appearance with Rick Santorum. Newt Gingrich has made an endorsement, but has been rather tepid about it. So he still needs to get that group of people behind him before he can really run after the swing voters.
Let's get back to the actual campaign trail up next here. Get away from the birther stuff. It'll be on the countdown in a moment.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What up here? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. From Current TV, Michael Schur talks to Newsweek's Eleanor Clift about the negative impact Donald Trump has on Mitt Romney's campaign.
I want to take a look at a new video by the Obama campaign that really inextricably ties Romney and Trump together at the hip.
Why doesn't he show his birth certificate? He doesn't have a birth certificate. Now, he may have one, but there's something on that person. Maybe religion. Maybe it says he's a Muslim.
I think I really did a great job in getting him to, I mean, first of all, I haven't seen it. You're just, I'm looking at that. It doesn't, I'll look at it later. I don't need to look at your copy.
A candidate can't be responsible for everything that their supporters say.
You know, when I hear that, it makes me wonder, Eleanor, do you think Romney's association with Trump is going to come back and bite him in the butt?
I see this as a form of appeasement, that if you bring Trump in now, maybe he won't make trouble later. I think if he kept him at arm's distance, that Trump would make a lot of noise and make Romney uncomfortable. And Romney doesn't do well standing up to people who are squawking. And so I think he saw this as the path of least resistance. And it does tell you something about Romney. He will do anything, but he does like to take the easy path. If you look at all the moments on the campaign trail where he could have stood up and said, no, President Obama should not be tried for treason. Similar examples like that. He never chose to do that. He just kind of smiled and went on his way. And so I think this is another example of that. I don't think there's a single Republican voter who would think of not voting for Romney who's going to suddenly have their vote reinforced by Trump. So I don't know that he necessarily brings any more votes, but I think he sort of battens down the Republican Party on the right, and I think that's what Romney is still doing.
But conversely, I can't imagine that there exists a voter who's going to say, I'm waiting for Donald Trump's endorsement. Okay, now I will vote for Mitt Romney. But more to that, are we in the media partially to blame for the reemergence of Trump? We tend to rebroadcast his more outrageous comments all the time.
When he calls into Morning Joe, the whole show stops and they hang on his every word. He's instant publicity. I mean, everything, the comb over, the braggadocio, the disconnect from reality. I mean, it's kind of fun to watch. And maybe some people are really disgusted with it, but I think it's really more of a sideshow. And Romney's just trying to get all the clowns inside the circus tent at this point. And he's a big one. Trump is a big one.
Here's an interesting talk host named Inga Barks, who talks on her program here about the reaction many are having to Mitt Romney finally winning the delegates to secure the nomination.
It's like the first time with my first son when I went into labor. I went, holy cow, this is real. You know that kind of feeling? You ladies out there nodding your head? Yeah, you know exactly. This plane ain't turning around and going back now like it was at any point before that. But, it's just reality hits. And it's official. Romney won the nomination, I believe, today in, what was it, Texas? And he's got the delegates necessary. He is the Republican candidate for president. And, I'm a little ambivalent. I have to be honest, I'm a little ambivalent. Not as ambivalent as I was when I found out John McCain was my candidate. Of course, that happened after the primary, because we had our primary early 4 years ago. We were trying to be relevant, remember? So we had Big Tuesday, Super Tuesday, whatever it was. And we voted in February or January or some early time, and it really meant nothing because a whole bunch of states did the same thing. Once again, California, the most populous state, with all of its electoral votes, doesn't matter. We are not in play. So I tend to lean toward the ballot measures and the other state races, statewide, et cetera, which we're going to do for the next week. We're going to focus on those issues. But I am curious to know what you think about Mitt Romney. When it was John McCain, I don't think until he said, let me introduce you to Sarah Palin, were the people in my listening audience anyway running to the polls. I mean, you were going, oh, all right, John McCain, well, he's an honorable fellow. It's his turn. You know, I remember feeling that way. He's a good guy. It's his turn. He's not the dream date, but, he's ours. And then he introduced us to Sarah Palin, and people went nuts. They couldn't wait. They still have the bumper stickers, McCain Palin bumper stickers. So how do you feel about Mitt Romney? Are you thinking right now you cannot wait to run to the polls in November, to knock on doors, to walk precincts, to debate and discuss his merits over those of Barack Obama? Are you excited as all get out? Do you have a fire in your belly? I mean, maybe you have a fire in your belly just for getting rid of President Obama, which I think many of us do. Maybe you're waiting. Maybe you think, I'm going to wait until he announces his vice presidential pick. And I've heard a lot of conversation about who that might be. I have no opinion on that either. I never do, because I'm usually surprised by the vice presidential pick. But maybe you're waiting. Maybe you're saying, I'm going to lay up. I'm not knocking on doors yet. I want to know who the VP is, in hopes that that will get you excited like Sarah Palin did. It doesn't matter, though, by the way. He could choose Daffy Duck, and Mitt Romney is still the Republican candidate all the way to November.
All right, violence in Syria bubbling to the top of our countdown issues, and we'll talk about that next year in the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So what's on your mind? Chances are it's the same as on the minds of millions of people listening to talk radio and watching talk television. That's why we have this countdown show, to give you a clue as to what the consensus is. Here, the focus on Syria with reporter Alex Thompson talking to Anderson Cooper.
The southern sector, which is where there are some Syrian troops, and we stopped, and there was a firefight at that point. So we went and took shelter in the building. I looked across from where I was, and about 4 feet away from where I was, there was a body covered in a blanket. When I pulled that blanket back, it revealed an old man way beyond fighting age, at least 75, 80 years old, who had a gunshot wound to the head. A few feet away, I pulled over another blanket, and there was the body of a girl. She could not have been more than 5 or 6, and she had a gunshot wound in her chest. And I put the blanket back and gave her whatever little dignity you can give to somebody in that situation. Now, those bodies will not have been discovered by the UN convoy, because they bypassed and went further into town. So I am telling you tonight that however many bodies they think were recovered, and how many people have been killed in Hula, the number is in fact greater than that.
The Assad regime is denying any responsibility for this. But as we know, over the last 14 months or so, they have lied repeatedly, and we have seen children repeatedly targeted, tortured to death, and sent back to their families. Is there any reason to believe anybody other than government forces or government supporters did this massacre?
I don't believe there is, but there's proof on the ground. If you go to Hula, tell me this, why is it that the area which is connected, which is controlled by the government, by the Syrian army troops, is a ghost town? It's deserted. There are no civilians there at all. Why is that? And why is it the case that there are lots and plenty of civilians in the other sector of town, which is controlled by the rebels? Why is it that the civilians flee the areas where their own government soldiers are, yet they remain in areas where the rebels are? The obvious inference from that situation, from that evidence on the ground, clearly is that the people, the Syrian people, feel safer with the rebels.
Here are some talk radio caller reactions to the suggestion that we, the U.S., get involved in Syria.
I'm just not really, and it's really a tough question. I'm sorry, I just got this one. But we're just trying to please the whole world, and this thing going to work. I just don't want no more wars. We can't afford it, life, money, at all.
Yeah, I think the emphasis should be on trying to get the violence down.
we've heard for the past 2 months that, or a few months, that let's get rid of Assad. No, let's get the violence down. We intervened in Libya after 1,000 people were killed, and there were claims that up to 3,000 would be killed. The intervention resulted in 25,000 dead and 50,000 wounded, and Syria most likely would be a lot worse. So I think the emphasis should be on getting the violence down and getting peaceful politics going in that country. It is not easy, but it's way better than a war.
We've got enough problems of our own. We should take care of our own right now. We've got too much crisis that's going on in the United States itself. Economy, and we need to get that straightened out, and we need to get the growth going again.
Yes, after this last massacre, I say that they have the ability to pinpoint through satellites, and I say that we go in and go into that specific area and get involved with air power. That's how I feel about it. I think they've gone too far, and we've already gotten involved with a lot of different places, so trying to alienate people. I'm sure most people in the Middle East are saying the same thing. Even the Muslims, I'm sure, are saying, this is ridiculous.
My take on it is this. There has to be some money involved, and if there's not money involved, most people aren't even interested. From the way I see it, most people that I hear talk about it, they're just, give everybody guns, let them all kill each other, and let God sort it out. And it's a shame, but that's the way the world is.
800-510-8255. Coming up, your calls on Syria. Is it time for us to go in? Next on The Countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on the good day. Whoops, wait a minute, that's a good day. I gotta get the right program. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another half hour. And our focus is on Syria. Your calls at 800-510-8255. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says some of the powers around the country may, I'm sorry, around the world may consider action outside the U.N. framework in the Syria crisis, unless the Security Council increases pressure on Syria in response to the Assad regime's continuing violations of the UN-imposed ceasefire. Rice says the Syrian government's recent attacks against civilians and continued failure to withdraw their heavy utility is unacceptable. So the shootings continue, and the suspicion is that these people don't care. So what are your thoughts on whether or not we, that's you and I, the taxpayer, fund our soldiers going in to Syria with others to help straighten the situation out? Tom in Michigan, you're up first here on the countdown.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page in the New York Times, which I read most of, 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria, the people who, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, you know, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved, too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we all know what happened to Gaddafi. But I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
800-510-8255. Welcome to another serious situation. The UN reports the discovery of 13 more dead bodies overnight in Syria, executed at close range. Bodies had their hands tied behind their backs.
these gruesome findings this week after Kofi Annan, used to be the UN director, now is the special envoy, left the country. 108 people were massacred over the weekend. Officials from Russia and China still expressing opposition to any kind of military intervention. It's so predictable, isn't it? What the Russians and the Chinese come up with, it's all politics. 800-510-8255. Pat in California, what do you think we need to do?
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We cannot, we don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God, it's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
A lot of people agree with that. All the money we spent in Afghanistan, $400 or $500 billion, and what do we have to show for it? Zero. Spending more money now in the trillions, actually, in Iraq between the war and fixing up afterwards, and what do we have to show for that? Not a whole lot, except, well, some people say we got rid of Saddam Hussein. We had to fill that vacuum, that void. 800-510-8255. Al's in Missouri with thoughts on the international community's involvement here.
It is a shame on the international community not to get involved. Shame on them that they are standing on the sideline and watching tens of thousands of kids being massacred. This regime is the most ruthless regime in the Middle East. They are criminals. They are a family of criminals. They need to be taken away. And the United States is the most powerful country in the world. They don't have to have boots on the ground. All what they have to do, basically, is just take out their most important forces and power on the ground. And that would solve the problem.
800-510-8255. What, in your opinion, solves the problem in Syria? Us getting involved, we send our military, we get all this money. We just passed a budget in the Senate for, what, $674 billion to keep the military machine going and our military might up. Is it used to protect ourselves? Not usually, not really. It's used to go do stuff like this. So is this the way you want? What's your comment here? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter with comments. I'm reading some of the things that are coming in now. Here's somebody named Harold who says Obama has never been clear about what should be done in Syria. Let's see here. He knows that this is not what this is not what we approve of. Watch his arm go. He governs like Hitler. Huh? Somebody not a big Obama fan. Here's Steve in Connecticut. More on our involvement potentially in Syria.
So my take on it is that I think we need to get a PR coalition in the region, first of all, like Jordan, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia, to sort of invite us to do something. So at least we have credibility with especially the Muslims in the region. I think we can do it with missiles and take out Assad. I'm concerned, one, about not putting American boots on the ground anymore. And also, if we give the rebels arms, it seems inevitably those come back to be aimed at us or our, you know, allies at some point, a.k.a. Afghanistan.
How can anybody be, and I was just looking at the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney's statements about the supporters that exist for Mr. Assad. How can there be any support for this guy? The Russians, again, and the Chinese, back to them. How can there be any? The Russians and Chinese have no credibility in this whatsoever. No matter what we do, how is it that they, you know, it's all about, again, oil and the usual stuff. But these people have no moral base, do they? If they support a guy like this who's murdering hundreds of thousands, that's by the way, this is going to add up to that kind of number by the time this is all over. 800-510-8255. Anthony, listening to the countdown on the nation's capital.
You get into a war with Syria, the only thing we do is weaken our resources and actually give Iran enough time to actually strengthen their resources. And we just can't get bogged down in another ground war. And we should learn something from history. It's easy to get into a war. It's harder trying to get out of it. You even do airstrikes, but even when you do airstrikes, you still have to support it some way. It's a little different from Libya, because Syria's war and Syria's armies are stronger than Libya's. And their air defense is stronger than Libya's because they basically received a lot of their mechanics from China and from Russia and from Iran. That won't be as easy as it was in Libya. I will stick with the diplomatic route right now. Because of Bashar al-Assad, he will fall. It is a matter of time, and I feel bad for the people of that country and see them get slaughtered that way. But eventually they will fall, and then eventually the rest of the world will come in. Because for the United States, they just can't keep going it alone. We just can't. And I think the president is doing the right thing, you know. And I really, really feel bad and ashamed of Mitt Romney and John McCain, because by them saying things like this, it's easy for somebody to say that when you're not in that position.
800-510-8255. This all becomes politics. Meanwhile, the people in the advisory role in the White House who have been interviewed on lots of the news programs on radio and television are saying we will continue to pressure Syria's allies to go take care of him. So, interesting, people are confusing Libya and Liberia. You may have heard that the former president of Liberia, a guy named Charles Taylor, was sentenced to 50 years behind bars yesterday for war crimes, convicted of arming and supporting rebels in Sierra Leone in return for blood diamonds. It's the kind of stuff that has gone on in this area of the world for a long, long time. Not in the same sense as what's going on in Syria, but there are these ruthless people. They get in charge of these areas of the world. And they can, unless there's some kind of really violent uprising, they do whatever they want to, at whatever cost. Barbara in Missouri with a question.
My question is always when I hear this, is why is it that our country can support rebels going against the government in their own country, and we assume that the government there deserves, that the people should be armed and trying to kill the leaders of the country? Can we do that in this country? We would be murdered in the street as well if we became rebels taking arms up against our government. And where are these rebels getting these arms as well? I just feel that no American should die in that situation. And if we get involved militarily, we will die and we will be killing Syrian civilians.
All right. So there's a no vote, I guess, on our getting involved. What's your vote? 800-510-8255. Calls continue to come in. So more of them as we focus on the continuing problems of Syria and what ought our role to be there. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. to skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Sort of a poll on the air. That's what the calls are about. 800-510-8255, taking the pulse of how people think we ought to take care of business in Syria, or is it our business at all? And there ought it to be a political discussion. It's a policy discussion, whether it ought to be political or not, I guess remains to be seen. A lot of the news covering this, and we talk about what's in the news on the News Talk radio stations, listening, monitoring these shows all around the country to bring you the pulse of the nation conversationally on the issue-oriented talk radio programs. That's what the countdown is about. We continue now with John calling in from Ohio with his thoughts on whether this is our business or not.
We have no business over there. We can't afford it. We don't really even know, you know, I've been following this war, and we really don't even know who's really killing who. You know, Assad is saying that the rebels are killing people, and we have seen time and time again rebels hide within, you know, general population of women and children and people getting killed, and we really don't know who is killing who there. And it wouldn't be the first time that rebels have killed people for political gain and blame it on their government. You know, I'm almost 50 years old, and I've watched this throughout the 70s and 80s and 90s, and it's the same story played over and over again. And, you know, when is the United States going to learn that we're not the police of the world? We cannot afford this anymore. That's number one. We just can't afford it. I mean, we're so strapped here at home. We pay so many taxes now. We need to start taking care of our own people.
800-510-8255, agreement or disagreement when it comes to that sort of things there. Looking a little bit more on the discovery of those 13 victims, the bodies found in the eastern part of the country. UN Mission Chief Major General Robert Mood says he's deeply disturbed by the appalling and inexcusable act. Well, there's no news there. I mean, that's almost foolish to say things like that. What else are you going to say? Moscow categorically opposes foreign intervention. Barbara in Arizona, you don't think this is a good idea for us to be involved in either, do you?
What do I think about Syria? Yeah. I think that it was unfair that all of those people were killed, but I don't feel that we should send our children to be killed. It's been enough killing. Our kids are killed. When you send them over to the war, they're killed. I think we should stay out of it, let them handle their own, and let the president worry about the United States, and let Mr. Romney, if he wins, worry about the United States. There's been enough killing of our children.
A lot of people agree with that. 800-510-8255. It's interesting. One of the most popular threads I'm following here is a question asked by some people in Canada about whether they get involved. We follow often what the Canadians do, and is that a good idea? What are they thinking? 800-510-TALK at 51 after on today's countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, who's wrapped up around this discussion of Syria and what we do. Yeah, one of the interesting sidelights of this discussion, we are considering, as you know, most of you have been following the issues on your News Talk radio stations, the raising once again of the debt ceiling. The budget is busted. We're spending jillions of dollars. And what most people don't know is when you get involved in these sorts of things, it gets added on. Remember, there was a separate budget for Iraq. There was the military budget, Pentagon budget, Defense Department budget, and then there was the budget for what we were spending in Iraq. And to a certain extent, it's been the same thing in Afghanistan. So we get involved in another one of these things. What's it going to cost? And what part of the debt, what part of the money we're borrowing is going to go to this? Isn't that a consideration? 800-510-8255. This is a real problem. What is the, well, here's Richard in Massachusetts. Let's listen to him talk about what he thinks the real problem is.
All this talk about Syria is a moot point. Iran is the real problem. Iran is the puppet master for Syria. If Iran can be slowed down or stopped, then the Syrian situation will be more easily handled because you won't have somebody funneling arms into it. And same thing with Russia. We don't need to put American boots on the ground because in Syria, it's not going to make any difference. The stories coming out of Syria are absolutely horrendous. But if we look through history, how many other situations, look at Sierra Leone, look at Somalia, there have been other countries where this type of genocide has been committed, and we haven't done anything but pound our little fist on the table and said it should be stopped. It seems that we pick and choose which area and which genocide is important to us based on politics rather than the actual acts of the individuals. So, I mean, with the reality, take out Iran needs to be stopped and Syria will slow down.
All right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Again, budget considerations ought to be part of this discussion, don't you think? Here's Gil in South Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
It's not necessary for us to get in there. We are subverting the Syrian government 24/7. We've got our proxy allies, Saudi Arabia, arming them. We're propagandized 24/7 in this country. You remember the Kuwaiti babies thrown out of incubators? You remember the weapons of mass destruction? You remember all that? We don't know who killed those people. You know, we have no idea. What we do know is we are propagandized constantly, and this is just part of a long, long plan for at least since 99. When Wes Clark came back from Yugoslavia, he was breathlessly met by one of his fellow generals saying, the neocons have a plan to topple seven governments over in the Middle East. Well, we've toppled about half of that seven. We've only got a couple more to go, and Syria is the next one on the list in its time, I guess, and Iran, of course, the big prize will be next.
Yeah, it's Cheney and Rumsfeld behind that, for those of you who don't remember. 800-510-8255. A lot of countries expelling all Syrian diplomats because of what's going on over there. I just did a little quick research. Over 15,000 people have been killed by the president since the uprisings began. Randy in Louisiana, let's go.
This is all about the big banks orchestrating all this, and probably the CIA and everybody else. It all started with Egypt and moved right on down the line. The banking system is trying to get these people in line so they can control them, like Libya. Libya wouldn't bother nobody. Libya had probably the most intellectual people over there in the Middle East. He at least tried to educate the people, and now you probably got Al-Qaeda running the show over there like everybody else.
I haven't heard any suggestion that Al-Qaeda is involved in it, but that doesn't mean that they aren't. Just haven't heard much about that. That's an interesting question and connection. Dan in Maryland wants to connect the debt ceiling issue to this.
I find it really incredulous that we would even consider raising the debt ceiling further. What that means is we're going to spend, and we're now borrowing over 40% of everything we spend. That's just going to keep going up. That's totally irresponsible. And if I stand back a little bit and I listen to what your callers are saying, most of the callers calling in seem to be saying they want the government to go out and take money from everybody else and give it to them. Now, that's a terrible thing for this country to go in that direction. And it sounds like to me the country wants to become a socialist nation. So my reaction would be, you know, I've got a lot of money. What I'm going to do is sit on it. I'm not going to invest in anyone, certainly not this economy, until I see the nation turning around and being more responsible for what it's spending. Now, when it starts to do that, then I'll invest in this country again and in this economy.
All right, what's the recipe for success? Lots of discussion continues. Unfortunately, we're out of time.